You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If your Social Security benefits have been denied, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns! Nathan Zgura and Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's finally preseason football week, which is good. Browns and the Redskins this Thursday at First Energy Stadium. One of the big questions, though, because we keep hearing this team is going to be, we are going to stop the run, we're going to run the football. Who's going to run the football? Terrence West, Duke Johnson been banged up. Isaiah Crowell has had an opportunity to really seize that job. I'm not sure that he's done it yet, but after this message was delivered over the weekend, I know he certainly had a better practice today. But what message am I referring to? Well, it's one that was sent loud, clearly, and directly by running back coach Wilbert Montgomery, and we'll hear his words right now.
How frustrating is it right now for the running back coach? You're down so many men.
It's not frustrating for me. You know, practice goes on. That's just like in a game. One guy get up, next man on deck. So it's not frustrating for me. It's just the guys that behind him. It's a golden opportunity to step up and show people what you can do.
What kind of camp was Sean Drone having for this little thumb thing?
Well, Sean's having an excellent camp. I mean, he was he's a mentor to the whole group, the young group. The other one is that he's kind of like a coach on the field. And I hate to see the injury because he was doing so well. And he was, you know, helping him to be a big-time mentor to Duke until Duke got hurt, showing him how to do certain things. And, you know, I'm going to miss him right now until he gets back out on the field.
Is it more of a problem for a kid like Duke to miss because he's a rookie to accumulate missed time?
He's just missing reps. I mean, he's sitting in meetings all the time, taking notes, doing what we asked to do. But Duke showed so much in the OTAs and the minicamp and before his injury. He showed us the things that we wanted to see. As long as he stay focused and stay into it, I think he's going to be okay because he had done a lot of things already. And the running part of it, he's a running back. I mean, put him on his track and tell him his keys, he's going to be fine. And plus, he played in the system before, so he has a little bit of advantage than the other guys. Like Crowell and West, they never played in the system. Last year was the first time. Duke's been in it all 3 years in college.
What makes Duke stand out? What did you see in those OTAs that really convinced you that he was ready for this?
It's one of the OTAs, you know. That's why we coaches and scouts evaluate them. It's what a guy can do, what he can give you. He gives you another dimension that we don't have in the group that we had last year, because Duke can be a slot receiver. He can line up wide, and you can move him all over the field. It's like he's a total mismatch. In my report, I wrote him up as a Thurman Thomas-type running back when he came out, because he can be in any spot and he can take full advantage of his athleticism.
And was Sean doing some of the same things, playing some of the same roles that Duke was?
It was just mirrored each other, because as far as Duke and the protection aspect, that was the one thing I was a little bit concerned about, the blocking aspect of blocking bigger linebackers and stuff. But so far, when we had one-on-ones against the linebacker, he was able to hold his own. Mm-hmm. But yes, that's what Sean has been, a mentor to him. How to carry his pads.
Can Josh Johnson be the lead back? Can he be an every down back?
Well, I think when you're on this level here, everybody can be a lead back. I mean, it's what you're looking for in it. I mean, we don't have a bell cow guy. The game today is a situational game. And you don't know what personnel you're putting out on the field. You can go three wides, four wides, two tight ends, one back. So this all depends on what the coordinator calls and what personnel he wants out on the field. And you say, and Duke can fit in all the personnel.
How is Crow coming along?
Crow coming along well. I mean, all the backs are doing well. I just, the fact is that you're looking for that guy that you can just strap the saddle on and they say, hey, I want the job. And that's right now, it's a close race.
Wilbert, is it unrealistic to expect Crow to take that next big step based on what he did last year to be that guy?
I mean, the guys that was here last year, you look for somebody to take that big step. Why not West can't take the big step? Why not Winston can't take the big step? And then it's like, again, yeah, why not a young guy like Duke comes in and take that step. I mean, somebody has to say, hey, you know what? This is my team. I want the lead role. I want to be the guy.
What's the harm, though, in, you know, rotating everybody, keeping them fresh, and going 1 week with Isaiah and 1 week with Terrence and the next week with Duke?
Well, you know what? You need multiple backs, but I don't want to get into that like I had to do it last year, rotating. I want one guy to be able to say, hey, we know who the starter are, like the other 31 teams in the National Football League. You got one guy that's going to start for you, and you got other guys going to play the substitution role. And right here, this is the time that you try to separate from the other guys.
How can it be close right now, you know, when, you know, Duke's out and Terrence is just getting back in and now Sean's out? How is it still a close race for you?
Well, it's a close race because, you know, those that have practiced, you know what they're about, you know what they have done. And right now, last week was a big week for us. Everybody had pads on, and the guys that was injured didn't get an opportunity to knock heads. So we're hoping that we get them back real soon so you can evaluate them, because that's going to separate your pluses and your minuses. Is going to separate you who's the starter is and who has the capability of being the number two guy.
Do you challenge those guys in the room? I mean, do you send that message? We need one of you guys to really step up and separate.
I think every coach do that every day.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how can you play and not want to be a starter?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I never, you know, to me it just bothers me that guys don't want to be the lead bell cow guy. I mean, you want a chance, this game gives you so much, and I always talk to them about what this game gives them as a young person, but what it does for them in life and with their family. So if you want to be a backup, then you be a backup. But, I mean, you're going to get replaced. But at some point, you have to be the starter if you want to hang around.
When they were all healthy, was there someone in your mind that was kind of nosing out the other guys a little bit?
You know, Mary, I have a hard time evaluating guys and grading them when they're in the underwear. And I call shorts and no pads and underwear. I want to see what they do with the pads on, because I think that's what separates them. I've seen so many guys and so many meetings, and we are set and talked about what a guy is in shorts. And then when he put the pads on, he's a different animal. So I love to see with the pads on. And that's what I really want out here in these next few weeks, to see if somebody's willing to pick up the flag and run with it.
So as a reference point into your mindset on what a good back looks like, who are some of your favorite backs from your recent years in the league?
Oh, I got this. I can't begin to start naming them, because there's so many, you know, guys that I coached, you know, and there's guys that I played alongside, and there's guys that played against. They, you know, they're all good backs. But those are the guys you go back from those years to this years, these years, you know, you always get the one bell cow guy. And you had the other guys that would play their role. But here in the National Football League now, because the game has changed and it's their game now, it's not yesteryear's game. These kids here has to realize what's important for them now. And if I want to make money and I want to get to the next contract, I got to show something. I really have to show something. And right now, I think, you know, the importance of that is being missing.
Coach told us he already ruled out Duke Johnson for the Washington game. Now, if he ends up having to miss another game, or maybe even three of the preseason games or whatever the case may be, do you think Duke Johnson can still recover in time to try to be that bell cow for the opener?
I don't know. I don't think, I can't say that Duke won't be the bell cow, or Crow won't be the bell cow, Wes or the other guy. But I do think it's this, you know, looking at what we went through last year, was not playing Wes, not playing Crowell. Crow didn't get the chance to play until the last preseason game, that you have an opportunity that still can showcase your abilities and what you can do when you get out in the field. Football is football. I mean, the disappointing thing was all those guys, you know, approaching here and not being in tip-top shape. I think that was a total setback. And now they are climbing back uphill. And for that's why they're taking a back seat right now.
Well, Montgomery basically calling out his young back, saying somebody step up and take over this job. And I think a lot of that was directed at Isaiah Crowell. He was mad that You know, Duke Johnson and West are hurt, but Crow hasn't been hurt. And I think he wants Crow to say, listen, I give me all the work. I want to be the guy that you can give it to 20 times a game. And you got to show that. You can't take yourself out of reps in practice because you're not feeling 100%. You got to get out there and you've got to work every day. And from talking to Wilbur today, it sounds like his message was heard loud and clear as the running backs today all put in strong performances. Specifically, he said to me, Crow really stepped up his
game. Well, that's
great.
That's absolutely what you want, is you want these guys to be receptive to what the coach is saying. No one wants to be dragged through the mud on their effort, on their injuries, whatever you know, adversity that they're hitting at this point right now in training camp. And his last comment, too, was show up in shape. So I don't know who he's referencing. Was he talking to Terrence West or Isaiah Crowell or Duke Johnson? Who? But the first couple of days, and you and I talked about that when we were referencing the conditioning test and why you do it, and it's the easiest way to see, you know, who perfected their craft and stayed in shape and who didn't. And for Wilbur Montgomery, as their coach, who sees these guys every single day in the building, every single day, communicates with them, you can look at a guy in his face and see, oh, he packed on about, you know, 5 or 6 pounds. So it's like, you know, the first couple of days, you're going to have those heavy legs and you're going to have to play Sure. your way into shape, just as if a guy was injured throughout camp. You're going to have to play your way into game shape as well, not having the luxury of training camp and preseason games.
Yeah, and the clock is ticking. You've got to get there, and you've got to get done. What's amazing to me is you have basically a running back room of guys who are not established in the NFL by any stretch of the imagination. You have 2 second-year guys, and you have a journeyman in Sean Drone. You've got, you know, who's been singled out for his work ethic, but, I mean, I don't think he has the talent to be the guy.
No.
And then you've got Duke Johnson, a rookie, and yet, you know, you would think just the fact of wanting to solidify your space and your status in the NFL, which you need to do over the couple of years, would be motivation enough. You shouldn't need your coach to call you out like that.
And I talked about this today earlier when I joined Rizin Jerrod on the Really Big Show. And I'm not saying that this is the case, and I'm not calling anyone out, but I know from time to time a veteran player, and I'm not referencing Crowell to be a vet either, but we used to call them super savers, okay? They're saving their best effort for another time. So which means they go through practice, they coast through practice, they do their job. They're not just doing it 100 miles an hour because they're saving themselves for the preseason game or for the regular season to be that bell cow. So we used to call them super savers. And a coach would call you out, your teammates would call you out, and in this case, I am referencing to Isaiah Crowell. I'm not saying he's a super saver, but the mindset that he could be saving something came to my mind because his mentality is, man, no West, no Duke. I'm out here getting reps with the ones. I'm out here getting reps with the twos. I'm even getting thrown in with the threes.
I'm the only healthy one.
I'm getting all these reps. You can look at it two ways. Look at it as, man, I'm getting all these reps. It's so great. I'm about to show out, and I'm going to be that bell cow. Or, man, I'm getting all these reps. I'm tired. I'm gonna be tired for the Washington game. I'm not gonna be ready for the Jets game. These guys are gonna come back and have all these fresh legs. It's a matter of perspective, and that can happen to a young player in this situation if you don't have a veteran or a coach come in and say what Wilbert said, laid it all out. It can be you, or it can't be you, and I will dig as long as I need to dig to find my guy, because Wilbur's job is on the line as well.
Well, you got to think, too. Let's not forget, Wilbur Montgomery was the running back coach and the only running back coach that Ray Rice ever had in his NFL career. He's still out there on the street.
Yes.
And you got to wonder if at some point, if he says, listen, yeah, these young guys aren't doing it, let's bring in a guy that I know can play the game at a high level and who I know, given everything that's happened to him, is hungry to get back into this league, and let's light a fire in here. So something certainly to keep an eye on. All right, when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines, 216-578-0850, and we'll hear from Isaiah Crowell. Basically kind of had his retort to what was said in the practice field today, and then he's going to get an opportunity to speak with the media today as well. We'll hear from him when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And it's the most important part that relationships will go through. And I give it.